Chapter 15, The Danger from Enlargement.
My brethren, the enlarging of your facilities, the increasing of your numbers, is not after the order of the Lord. Large buildings call for large patronage, and large patronage calls for men of education and talent, and for men of deep religious experience to conduct the institution in the ways of God. And to manage it with tact and skill demands that there shall be a general increase in spiritual experience, that the fear of God shall circulate through the sanitarium in order that popular patronage shall not mold and fashion it, and thus cause it to cease to be that which God designed it to be, a refuge for the poor and lowly. Those who are steadfast to the truth should not be set aside in favor of worldlings. Prices should not be set so high to meet current expenses that the poor will, to a large extent, be excluded from the benefits of the sanitarium. With the present talent and facilities, it is impossible for the physician-in-chief to do all that is essential to be done in the various branches and departments, much as he may desire to do this. It is not possible for him to give personal supervision to all parts of the work. This matter has been opened up before me again and again. While there is continual growth in the institution, while the buildings are enlarging and the responsibilities increasing, there is not a corresponding growth in the talent and capability necessary for the management of so large an enterprise. Will our physician-in-chief and the members of the board consider this? My brother, you are not immortal. I thank the Lord that you are as wise concerning your health as you are, but you cannot always do as you are now doing. Your health may fail. Your life is uncertain, and it has been said before me that there ought to be 3 times as large a working force in the sanitarium as there is. Even then, the workers would all have an abundance to do if they did their work well.